are now listening to the CRC Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adboso. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
To our television audience, we welcome you all over Africa, United States of America, right here in South Africa, wherever you are on Catch Up TV over December. I know you'll be watching this program, and I know God's got places for you to go. God's got things for you to do. God loves you. God is not against you. So even in this festive time, while you are watching this program, know that God only has great things in store for you. Jeremiah 29, verse 11, God says, I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. I don't care who you are, where you are. I want to tell you this morning, your future is better than your past. Are you ready? Take your seat. Thank you. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Everybody around me better be ready. Okay. I feel the Holy Ghost talking and he's lifting up Jesus. Hey. I decided long ago I'm not going to have dead religious services. My message this morning, very simply, is say to the righteous. How many righteous here this morning? Isaiah 3 verse 10, the Bible says, say to the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. I want to say to the righteous this morning, it shall be well with you. Say to the person next to you, it shall be well with you. Come on, tell your wife, it shall be well with you in Jesus' name. Proverbs 4:15, the Bible says, but the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn. It shines brighter and brighter until the full day. So we're not going lower and lower. We are going higher and higher. When it gets darker out there in the world, the light of Christ in you and through you will be brighter. Oh, come on. Put a smile on your face. You are in the presence of Jesus. Look happy this morning and take a moment to rejoice in the Lord in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I know many of you are wanting these services in the evening, but I'm bringing a little bit of the evening anointing to the morning. So unbuckle your seatbelt and get ready, because it's going to be well with you in Jesus' name. So who are the righteous? The righteous are everyone who accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. John chapter 1 verse 12, the Bible says, but to those who received him, to them he gave the power to become the children of God. You are not righteous by virtue of your works. You are righteous by virtue of his works. In Jesus' name, Romans 5 verse 19, the Bible says, for as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Say, I am righteous. Say it this morning. 2 Corinthians 5:21, the Bible says, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Say to the righteous, it shall be well with you. I don't know what you are facing, but I want to tell you that you are going over and you are not going under. I want to tell you that you are going to go through. You are going to survive the storm. You are going to do more than survive. You are going to thrive in the storm in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you say amen this morning? Come on. Say, I'm a survivor. Say, I'm a thriver in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You better say it. Somebody said to me the other day, they're not very comfortable with our church. People are jumping up, people are shouting. I say, well, nobody jumps up in the graveyard. At least you know you're in a place of life. Amen. Somebody said, I never saw Jesus behave like this, but I saw everybody Jesus touched behave like this. Oh, hallelujah. I love God. I love God's presence. And I'm not yet to suck some lemon in the name of Jesus. Come on. God's got a great future, a great tomorrow for you. So listen to me. Listen, listen, listen. Don't worry, man. I'm just having a good time. Okay. There are no limitations to this promise. There are no conditions to this promise. And there are no qualifications for this promise. God simply says to the righteous, it shall be well with you. It shall be well with you always and in all times and in all circumstances. It shall be well with the righteous now. It shall be well with the righteous when you go through hell, when you walk through a fiery trial, when you walk in a valley, when you face a raging storm. God says you have an expected outcome. In John 16:33, Jesus said, these things I've written unto you, that in me you may have peace. Somebody say peace. Say, I have peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. No matter what you're facing, he says, you can have peace in him. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Don't shed a tear. I have overcome the world in Jesus' name. And if he overcame, you can overcome in the name of Jesus. So when temptation, trial, test, and tribulation comes, it shall be well with the righteous. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted, tested, tried above what you are able to handle, but with the temptation will make a way of an escape. So that is a clear promise from God. I don't know what you may be going through. Maybe it's not negative. Maybe it's a challenge to expand your business, a challenge to take territory for God, as we are as a church, always expanding God's kingdom. So I don't speak from a place of victory. I speak defeat. I speak from a place of victory. I'm not the little white knuckle Christian just surviving, hanging in there. No, I'm done with surviving. I'm taking territory. Come on, I'm here to possess the land. I'm here to take over, not to roll over, in the name of Jesus. Come on, I'm here to go higher and not lower, because I'm born of God and the greater one lives on the inside of me. So no matter what the devil throws against me, my God is greater. And it's going to be well, it's going to be well, it's going to be swell, it's going to be amazing, it's going to be a happy year, it's going to be a blessed year, it's going to be a great tomorrow, in the name of Jesus, because my God said, I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. I have a future. I don't care what the economy says, I don't care what the educator says, I don't care what my marks say, I don't care what my mistakes say, I have a future, I have a hope, because God said, I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Somebody shout, I have a great future in Jesus' name. You see why I'm doing this? Because I have to transform your face. God told me two things people lose: joy and peace. And when you lose your joy, and we're dealing with joy tonight, so don't not be in church tonight, okay? Joy, you have no strength for the battle. Peace, you have no soundness of mind to make accurate and decisive decisions. So I don't want to say look at the person next to you, but just go take a look in the mirror. I mean, some of you, and I love you so much, you were singing like, it is well with my soul. Hello. Asseblieft toch. Asseblieft toch. Jesus het oorwin. En omdat hy oorwin het, kan jy oorwin. Kom aan, jy's meer as 'n oorwinnaar. Jy's nie onder omstandighede nie. Jy's bo die onderhou. Kom aan, spring op. Op, nie op jou stoel spring nie, maar spring bietjie hoër. Spring uit jou situasie. Spring uit jou omstandighede vanoggend. Say, oh, this is all emotion. Really, what is that negative lemon that you're sucking? That's more emotion than joy. Joy is an emotion. Joy contains happiness. And peace is more than tranquility. It's a state. But no matter what happens, I'm not fazed. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of you will begin, but you better put a smile or something on your face, otherwise I'm jumping for you. We are not the oppressed, we're the victorious. We're not the sick trying to get healed, we are the healed that the devil is trying to get sick. Come on, we're not fighting for victory, we're fighting from a place of victory. We have the victory. We have the healing. We have been blessed. We cannot be cursed. I don't care what your great-grandfather did, you are blessed and you cannot be cursed, and the blessing cannot be reversed. Stop worrying about Aunt Susie and stop worrying about your ancestral spirit and begin to glorify the God of all spirits. Begin to glorify the living God. Begin to worship the God that is above every other God, and watch how every demonic power in your life will be brought low, because my Bible still says every knee shall bow of things in the heaven and things on the earth and things under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I want to tell you that my God is still able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. So I don't know what you are facing, but your God is greater. I know that God still moves the mountain. I know that God still calms the storm. I know that there is power in the name of Jesus. If you believe it this morning, you better give this amazing Jesus a great praise. Let's change the atmosphere. So when trials come, God says it shall be well. When you are attacked in the heat of day, say it. When you are weak, No, come on, I need you to preach because I need you to get yourself out of a hole today in Jesus' name. When you fail, when you fall, when you experience a setback, the Bible says it shall with the righteous. How many righteous here this morning? Amen. Amen. Satan is a liar and will always try and make you believe that God cannot bless you because of something you've done wrong. But God says, no, there's no condition to this promise. God says, there's nothing that can separate you from my love. There's no place you can go where my love will not find you. Stop being hard on yourself and begin to receive the love that God has with you, for you. Stop living under condemnation and guilt and shame and begin to live as the righteous new created being that God says you are. You are seated in Christ in heavenly place. So as long as you live on the earth, it shall be well. In the hour of death, it shall be well. Just like my brother when he passed on, it was well with him because the angels came and took him into the presence of Jesus. Many of your loved ones, it is well with them in the presence of Jesus. To the poor and the needy, I want to say it shall be well. To South Africa, I want to say it shall be well. To every young person in South Africa, I say it shall be well. Let's stop prophesying doom and gloom and let's begin to prophesy the word of God over South Africa. Let's begin to speak to the dry bones and the barren places and speak the blessing of God as God says it shall be well in Jesus' name. I don't know what you are facing, but I want you to know that everything is going to be okay. That God has not abandoned you. God has not forgotten you. God has not forsaken you. God still has an intended outcome for you, just as he did for Job. Isaiah 41 verse 10, the Bible says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Jeremiah 29:11, he says, I know the thoughts I think toward you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Now, what to do when your dream is under attack? Remember the lady, the Shunammite woman, who Elisha, the prophet, came and he gave her a promise that she would have a child. And we know the child was born, but then this child died in the heat of day while he was out working. Like so many people, they allow their dreams and their promises to die, or people die within themselves. I had a man this last week come to me and he spoke to me. He said, Pastor, I wanted to see you. I wanted to actually talk to you about the bad place I was, but God, hallelujah. Two Sunday nights ago, he says, God just touched me and everything changed. He says, I was in a bad place. I was even coming to church and I wasn't listening to you preaching. I was looking on my cell phone. My mind was everywhere because of my trials and my tribulations, because of what I was going through. He says, but two Sundays ago, God arrested me. And I'm telling you today, God is going to arrest somebody. God is going to get a hold of somebody, because when God touches you, everything will change. And he came forward and he broke down in the presence of God. That Monday, his life began to change. He got a phone call, a sponsor. And on a Tuesday, he sat with me and he said, Pastor, everything has changed. And so since I've turned back to Jesus, another couple on Friday in the gym, that I go to gym to connect with people. This lady comes to me and her husband, they come running to me and they say, Pastor, because I prayed for them 3 weeks ago and they thought everything was over and their business was going down, everything was bad. I had a few rants, the daughter had a birthday. I said, man, God's going to change things for you. They came to me this week, their eyes, their faces beaming like this. They said, Pastor, you won't believe it. I said, don't tell me I won't believe it. I believe that God is able. I believe nothing is impossible with God. They said, everything has turned around. Our business has turned around. Everything has turned around. I want to tell you, we serve an amazing God. We serve a God of a turnaround. We serve a God of a breakthrough. We serve a God with whom nothing is impossible. So this lady is having a moment like that. Her child dies on her lap, in her presence. And she takes the child and she lays the child on the bed of the man of God where the anointing is. And she goes to her husband. For time's sake, I'm cutting the story short. You can read it in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And she comes to her husband and her husband says to her in verse number 23, why are you going to the prophet today? It's neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, it is well. Put the scripture up, please. Media. She said, no, come on. I don't just have a front row in the church. Anybody on the balcony? She said, When Satan attacks your dream, you better make up your mind what you believe at the beginning. You can be like everybody else and get into a negative mode and murmur and complain. She did not. She did the right thing. She ran to God and not from God. And she said, it is well. God says, say to the righteous, it is going to be okay. I'll say to you again and again and again until that thought registers in your mind, so that when you face your battle, when you face your storm, your crisis, whatever it is, that you will know it is well. I don't care how it seems in the natural. I'm going to make up my mind. Shibboleth. It is well in Jesus' name. And then she runs to the prophet, and the prophet sees her from a distance, the man of God. In verse 25, she departs and went to the man of God at Mount Carmel. So it was when the man of God saw her afar off that he said to his servant, look, the Shunammite woman, please run out to meet her and say to her, is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your child? And she answered. Now, we don't like to do that, but that's what faith requires. People talk about their problem more than they talk about their promise. They talk about their lack more than they promise about the word of God that says, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory. This is a real life story. A child that just died. Any parent who loves a child, you know, when your child becomes sick, it gets a hold of your emotions. How many of you know what I'm talking about? It's one thing for you to fight the battle, but when your child lies in hospital with a pipe down their nose and a pipe down their throat and a machine on her heart, it gets to you as a parent. This parent's child was dead. The child of promise. And she does four things. I want to touch on them quickly in a few minutes. What does she do? Number one, she runs to God. She doesn't run away from God. Very often people in their crises, they run away from God. When you go through anything in life, you need to be in church Sunday morning, Sunday evening. You cannot allow yourself to become cynical like Elijah and run to a valley of depression where you develop your negatives. You have to get from the valley back to the mountaintop. You see, my dear friend, Elijah ran to a cave as for refuge. But David, on the other hand, when his men turned against him and he had the lowest moment of his life after Ziklag was burned and his wives were taken captive and they'd lost everything and that they wept so much that they had no strength. The Bible says David ran to God and he strengthened himself in the presence of God. You're not going to get peace outside of his presence. You're not going to get joy outside of his presence. You're not going to get strength outside of his presence. Oh, people run to many places. That cave for people represent many things. People run for fame. People run for power. People run to a place of despair, depression. I remember when I was in Lady Brand, every Monday I ran. Every Monday I woke up feeling like quitting. I know what it feels like to want to quit, but I also know what it feels like not to quit. I thank God I never quit in Lady Brand, because if I chose to quit then, I wouldn't be standing here today. But I had to find that devil of discouragement for many years. Every Monday I would think, what am I doing here? Preaching to 10 people, 20 people, 30 people. And I'm a man of faith. I have vision. And every Monday I ran to a mountain. Fact. And just began to pray. And as I prayed in the Holy Ghost, my spirit became edified. I think praying in tongues is one of the most undervalued gifts in the body of Christ today, where people don't pray in tongues, they rather worry. But God says, don't worry, God says, pray. And I would go there every Monday and I would walk and listen to the doves in the trees, and I would walk in a certain lane for 2-3 hours until my sanity returned. And then I felt good again that week that I was going to build a church for God. That Sunday, nobody showed up. I felt discouraged again. Monday morning, I woke up thinking I'm wasting my time. I want to quit. I don't need this nonsense in my life. But I would go to the same place, my prayer place, my meeting place with God, and I would begin to pray again. And then something began to change in me, on the inside of me. You see, what I saw with the eye of faith became my reality, and not what I saw with a natural eye. When I walked in the Spirit, I was in a different place. The problem is, too many people do not walk in the Spirit. Too many people do not pray in the Spirit. They face problems, but they want to slay those giants by themselves. You cannot. David ran to God as a refuge. Elijah had to leave the valley of discouragement and get back to the presence of God. And then the Bible says a mighty wind passed by, but God was not in the wind. The Bible says a mighty earthquake passed by, but God was not in it. Then the Bible says a great fire passed by, but God was not in the fire. Then there was a still, small voice, and Elijah's sanity returned. He recognized the voice of the Good Shepherd, and he knew everything was going to be okay. I want to tell you, I don't care what your raging storm, I don't care what fire you are facing today. I want to tell you, you need the presence of God more than you need air to breathe. You need to get yourself in the presence of God more than anything else in your life. And that familiar voice that saved you, that voice that brought Peter back to Jesus, that voice of goodness and mercy will bring you back into the presence of God, and God will settle you, and you will never be the same again, and you will be stronger than ever, and you will run stronger than ever, and you will go higher than ever, because God promised to take you places you cannot take yourself. God promised that you will be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. God promised that you will be a blessing and you will never be cursed. Therefore, do not fear the enemy. Do not fear the opposition. Do not fear what you are standing against. And do not seek the spectacular, but seek the presence of God. Because when His presence comes, the fullness of joy shows up. When His presence comes, fullness of peace shows up. There is no place. There is no place designed for the children of God outside of the presence of God where these things will come. Righteousness, joy, and peace, virtues of the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, joy, and peace by the person and by the power of the Holy Ghost and nothing else. Therefore, draw back to Him. Draw nigh unto God. Draw near to God's presence and stop glorifying your problems and begin to glorify the living God, because He is worthy. He is high and lifted up. He alone is worthy of our glory. He alone is worthy of our praises. I need somebody to praise God in the midst of your demonic opposition in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, praise him like you mean it. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the glory of God in this place this morning. Lift your hands up. God is going to shift things in your life. Draw near to Him and He will draw near to you. Hallelujah. Some of you are thinking about quitting. God says don't. Some of you are thinking about resigning. God says don't. Some of you are thinking about walking out. God says don't. God says if you stay, I will show up. If you stand, 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 I will show up. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
If this powerful message has touched your life and you'd like to give your life to Jesus, pray the following prayer with Pastor Art.
Pray this prayer with me right now with all your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I give myself back to you. Thank you for loving me so much that you died for me. I believe with all my heart you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. I believe you are alive today. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for a new beginning in every area of my life. Thank you for accepting me and loving me just as I am. Thank you for peace in my life. Thank you that it will be well with me because you are now my Lord and Savior. Every day is in your hands. I worship you. And I love you just as you loved me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.